Now, you have two distinctly different roles at that company. What are those?
I serve there as the general and artistic director, but I also direct quite a few of the productions that we put on stage.
How do you feel about the idea of taking an old story and setting it in a swimming pool or...
I think it's great. I think it's wonderful to put new interpretations and new angles for well-loved operas. However, I also question that when it becomes a knee-jerk reaction to every opera. Sometimes it becomes a cliché.
Let's see how different we can make it.
You know, that's the first thing we talked about when we started to work on Rigoletto. So the first question is, where do you put it? Are we going to put it in Vegas? Or Little Italy, or The Planet of the Apes, because you can put it anywhere there.
Right.
And if you do it in Atlanta, you can put it in Decatur and put it in a bar.
Yeah.
When I approach an opera for the first time, my question is, how am I going to be able to tell something new about the characters from a psychological standpoint in a way that is fresh and innovative that doesn't necessarily have to do with transposing the time and space? Because that's easier to do than say something new about Pinkerton and Madame Butterfly or about the Countess and the Count in Marriage of Figaro.
Now, you mentioned using projections in Madama Butterfly. That's a fairly new thing for theater, and it's become popular. I have no idea if that's more expensive than building sets, because I'm sure you have to invest in new equipment and everything. And then you have to have the designers who are creating the films or whatever. It's on a computer.
Projections. There are images and videos. But you know what's exciting for me about projections is that I come from cinema. I'm highly influenced by movies and TV and stories. And what is great about multimedia when it's brought into the theater is when it's not replacing scenery. I think that projections are weak when they replace,
let's say, the trees
or the garden or the sea.
Right.
Because an image will never be able to replace a 3D scenery. But what's exciting about projections is that they have the ability to get into the character's mind and to create a world that could be psychological, abstract, and take us into many different unexpected journeys. And I think that's the power of opera, that it allows you, by the music and the story, to be transported into another world. And those visual elements help a stage director achieve that. And if we want to touch this audience by this wonderful music that opera has had for the past 400 years, sometimes it's not enough to tell them the old stories the way they were always told. Sometimes you need to tell those stories in a new, fresh ways when you're doing the masterpieces. And when you're doing the modern pieces, those composers know to take a story and make it relevant in a cinematic way.
As general director of an opera company, have you seen the business of running an opera company change in your professional lifetime?
Yes, and I think it's connected to what I was talking about in terms of the audience and the American Renaissance of opera. We live in a world that is highly sophisticated and highly visual, and the basis of opera is music. It has always been the music and those glorious voices and the composers who brought us this music. But nowadays, with TV and movies and all the stimulations that surround us, from iPhones to TVs to computer screens. I think that audiences expect more than just music. And in order to keep their attention and their engagement, we have to tell stories. We have to tell them in a way that is stimulating, visual, theatrical, sometimes cinematic. And that's why I think that opera has such a great chance to survive and to thrive in this modern world.
Yeah, I mean, opera has everything. I mean, I almost took issue with what you were saying about coming up with contemporary stories. It's wonderful to come up with a contemporary story because people already know it, they're familiar, and it's like, oh, I want to see what they do with that. I understand that. But when we were talking about Rigoletto, if you have a guy who is sleeping around with a lot of women, breaking up marriages, wrecking homes, and somebody, a jealous father, an angry father, contracts to kill the guy, that could easily be an afternoon soap opera. There's Absolutely. Nothing old or outdated about that story.
Absolutely, and I think that that's why those stories survived. But we have to put flesh on those basic stories, and we have to make them become alive. And I think that there is a danger that they would seem dated, A, because they're so well known, and B, because some of them were written 250, 300 years ago. And as you mentioned, things are slightly different, not much. I mean, the basic human instincts, the fact that we fall in and out of love and become jealous or disenchanted with love still exist, but there's a different spin on it. And I think that it's our job as the producers to bring it in a fresh and innovative way to a new audience.